Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Ladies of Liverpool with me, Leanne Campbell. Delighted at how much you're listening to these episodes and loving getting your messages as well. You're going right through the archives, aren't you? Right to the very beginning. So if lockdown's been useful for anything, you're getting to catch up with Ladies of Liverpool, the podcast. Keep spreading the words, telling all the girls you know. Why not send a WhatsApp to your WhatsApp group with the link so you can listen online at ladiesofliverpool.com. Right, this week we're talking fashion and we haven't had anyone on from one of our most favourite, famous shops in Liverpool called Cricket. Back in the day, we just wanted to carry the bag, didn't we? We just wanted to walk around with the bag on our shoulder, feeling dead posh and special. It was the place for wags and celebrities, not so much now, and you're going to find out how you could be purchasing something, maybe for the first time, from the legendary Cricket shop in Liverpool. This is Lindsay of Cricket. Enjoy.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Lindsay, are you there?
I am.
It's your day off today, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Okay, so what have you got planned for your day? Because I just imagine you constantly, because when I follow you on Instagram and I see you surrounded by gorgeous clothing and fabulous designer's work, and I'm thinking, on a day off, does she sit in her pyjamas with egg on toast, not brushing
her hair? I actually do, Leon. I actually do. I'm sitting here now in my pyjamas with a top knot, no makeup. This is the day where I can just do what everyone else does, cleaning up, going shopping, just relaxing, really. Everyone says, oh, do you want to go to town shopping? No, this is my day where it's just all about me, chilling out.
Absolutely. I think everyone can get on board with that one. Lindsay, I follow you on Instagram simply because I've always been a bit scared of designer clothing. I've always been a bit terrified. One, of the prices. Two, of going in these shops that sell the designer stuff. And it's a little bit pretty womanish. Sometimes you feel a little bit not worthy and it can be a little bit awkward. I think Cricket in Liverpool sort of got rid of that myth a little bit, didn't it? Back in 1991, I think it opened.
Why
do you think Cricket's a bit different to some of these high-end shops?
You know, with Cricket, I think everybody used to feel, you know, like you've just said, you know, because of the, obviously the price of the stock and stuff like that. But anybody who comes in our shop, they'll tell you, especially like now, me using Instagram, before you've even got in there, it's like they've kind of got a feel for the shop anyway, because everybody's just looking at everybody's stories and, you know, those little nervous things that you are thinking about, like, I don't know how much it's going to be and do I feel ashamed trying stuff on?
Now, I've noticed a lot of people who go into Cricket now and they tag you into the stuff. They'll go into Cricket and they'll buy a pair of trainers for 300 quid, but they'll team them up with something from Zara or something from Topshop.
Yeah, well, as well, I think on my Instagram, these kids that come in now, they just want to buy, I don't know, a pair of Alexander McQueen's. And with my Instagram, I tend to, you know, do outfit building and, you know, create that look for them. So before they've even come in, if they want to buy a pair of trainees, I'll do like, I don't know, like a hoodie. And even if it's just inspiration for them really to see how to wear, you know, different looks and stuff like that. I do like mood boards and, you know, say you can wear them with this and you can wear them day to night. You can style them all different ways. So,
you talk about the kids there, but I'm nearly 40 and I haven't got a clue. When I find looking at your stuff, I'm like, oh, I can imagine that with a blazer I've already got in my wardrobe. And it almost just opens that door up for people who, like myself, would usually just stick to the high street
shops.
Well,
definitely, Lee. I feel like with me, I mean, I am that girl as well who just wants to buy, you know, a pair of shoes or a bag and maybe buy something off the high street. So for me, I always say to invest in like a classic. So maybe like, I don't know, for me, I always wear like Saint Laurent or Louboutin. I'll buy a pair of shoes and then I'll buy like a bag to go with it.
So you've got your classic bag, your classic shoes, and what would you team them up with then if you were trying to then keep the cost down for the rest of your outfit?
Well, I feel like if you invest in a classic, like for me, I just love the classic like Louboutin points. I always wear them to go out and then I'll get like a nice bag to go with them. And then I feel like you can wear them all the time then.
That's such a Liverpool thing. We'll go, I'll spend on that, but then I will use it all the time. I'll get my wear out of it. That's my mum's favourite saying. Oh, you'll get your wear out of that, Lee. Get that. Spend a bit more on that.
I know.
But you'll get your wear out of that.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So as a young girl, before you even started working in cricket. What were your thoughts of this designer shop that, of course, was brought to our attention because the wags and the celebrities, they all had the big cricket bags? Because I remember a time people just wanted the bag. They were just desperate to carry the bag around town.
Yeah, I know. Well, for me, I used to work in New Look in Williamson Square. And before that, I got a job in Open and I worked with a buyer in there. And what it was, when I left New Look, they said, "Oh, Lindsay, we don't want you to go. And I was like, "But I've got this opportunity. I want to go and work in Open, see what it's like." And they were like, "If you don't like it, please come back." So I remember being on the till this one day, and you can imagine what New Look's like. There's rails everywhere, you know. The buyer coming in. So she was in the queue and she was waving to me. I thought this was the girl from Open. So I thought, "Oh God, what do I say here? How do I say, why did I leave or whatever?" She gets to the till and she said, Lindsay, we have an off mixture in Open, you know. And I said, "Oh, I know." I said, "But I feel like this is me home and I shouldn't have really have left. And they miss me and I've come back." And she said, "Well, I've come to ask you, you know, I've just got a manager's job in cricket." So I remember the time, it was, you know, when they used to feature in the Echo, like three different shops, and it would be High Street, it would be High End, and it would be Best Outfit Was. And I'd done one for New Look, and then I think it was Lorraine McCulloch, she worked for Wade Smith at the time. So she'd done the Wade Smith look. And then there was
taking
Justine.
Taking me right back to the 90s here, Open, Wade Smith.
So it was like a blessing in disguise. I remember coming home from work that night and saying, "Oh no, I've only just got back to New Look. Somebody's come in and said, you know, how about coming to work for cricket?" And I was like, "Oh God."
And was that Justine who came to see you?
No, it was a cheeser. It was a cheeser, a friend of mine. She got the manager's job at the time that when she came in. So right, she came from Open to go and work there. My mum was like, "Oh, just give it a try, you know, even just go and see what they've got to say." I was that close to my boss in New Look. She went, "What was that? Are you okay?" And I said, "I've just been." She went, "Oh, do you know what, Lindsay? I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like you're going to get offered all these opportunities because people like what you do, Lindsay. And, you know, I feel like if I said no to you, then I'd regret, you know, giving you that opportunity. So what I am going to say to you is just go, see what they've got to say. And if you like it, you know, if you're going to go and if you want to take the job, you know, you've always got a job here." So it was the same thing again. And, you know, I'll always thank them for that because they took me back
and again.
And then they said, as if to say, like, "If you want to go and trial it out, and then if you don't like it, you can come back and work for us again." So I always knew I could have that opportunity to go somewhere, but I'd always have a job back there.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So there you are, you're a young girl, you're working in cricket. You must get to see all the celebrities who are coming in, because there was a time, and I don't know whether it's still the same now, you'd open up all your glossy magazines and there'd be celebs from London, you know, artists who were coming to perform in Liverpool, and they'd be photographed in cricket. It was the place to go, wasn't it?
I've done Colleen, Jennifer Ellison. I remember back in the day when everybody used to wear Juicy and Missoni, and so that was the time when I first started. So it was like everything was just so colourful then, and everyone used to just, we didn't have phones, so everybody, the phone wouldn't stop the minute that you got into work. Everybody was just like, "As the Juicy trackies come in." So everything was just like, "Oh my, you've never seen not
why
like
were the legs
one
on those Juicy trackies so long? That was my big stress.
But we did it. We've got a service. We've got a tailor that we use made to measure. We still use them now, Ian. And I'd go round with, you know, big massive cricket bags full of tracky bottoms. So, they'd come in and everyone would be like, "What length are they?" No, you just put them on. I'd give them a trainee and then I'd be on my hands and knees on the floor just pinning them. So I'd say a little bit longer or a little bit short. And I'd always go a little bit longer. And then they couldn't wait to wear the Juicy tracky. So they'd be like, "How long is it going to be?" So we used to do it in an hour service. So you'd pin the tracksuit bottoms, I'd run them round to made to measure, and then before you'd even got back, they'd be back, "Have you got me tracky bottoms?" So I'd have to run back round again, get the tracky bottoms and then come back. And then we had like docket notes on them all. What name is yours? So we had like piles and piles along the till of all these tracksuit bottoms. But you'd have to be dead careful you didn't give anyone the wrong tracky bottoms.
Yeah.
Because everyone was all different leg lengths. I mean, I did that in the past. I think I give someone a pair of, who was like 5'2", a pair of someone's bottoms who would like, these haven't been top up, you know, Linda. I was like, oh no, I think I'll give you the wrong ones. What colour were yours? I'd have to go through the pile and measure the legs.
I bet you we're the only city in the whole of the country, even in the world, where there was a shop you could go and get an hour's service on your juicy tracky legs getting taken up, because you were so desperate to lash them on.
They couldn't wait to wear them, but what they wanted the whole look. So, I mean, everybody, we had like velvet floor ones, we had terry towel and for summer, and then we'd do the matching like bowling bags, and then in the winter you used to team them. You'd be all right here if you didn't need the multivin, because you took them down your moon boots. Remember the moon boots?
I go skiing, but not actually skiing. Every February we go somewhere snowy and drink. But I always take my moon boots. And even now, like, you see, they're still massive abroad. But they had a time in Liverpool, like, I couldn't bounce around town in mine now. But abroad, if you go abroad, they're still huge, aren't they?
Now, I feel like I've seen loads of people have been going skiing and stuff like you've just said. So mm-hmm. I think I might have a Poochie pair in the loft. They're one of my fashion disasters, like.
Do you know what I think is so brilliant about, and maybe this is the reason why cricket's done so well over the years, but I think in Liverpool, we're not scared to look like we're on a catwalk, walking down the street in Bootle.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Looking back at some of your favourite outfits for all the wrong reasons. Can you talk us through them? We've mentioned some of the outrageous stuff we all used to wear. But go on, take us back down memory lane. Some of the dodgy outfits that you loved selling, that sold really well, or that you wore yourself.
Oh God, there's so many. I mean, when I first started, if I'm going back, it was Missoni. Now, for me, that Missoni has never, ever changed. So if you've got something Missoni that you've bought, I don't know, 10 years ago, even 20 years ago, Kate Moss done a campaign where it was like all in one and it was Missoni. And I thought, that's still fabulous now. And even now, when, you know, when it comes in, it's always that same print. So I done a post on me.
It's
amazing. So I done a post on my Instagram and said, remember this campaign, but remember this campaign and remember, you know, how everyone went crazy for it. And everybody just messaged on the post, oh my God, Lindsay, remember I bought that. I've still got it now. I still pull it out the wardrobe. And it was, you know, loads of people were just like messaging on the post saying, I wore it, but I wore it with, you know, I wore the whole look. I wore the hairband, I wore the turban. And everyone was like, but now that it's still that same look now. Everybody still buys into
back.
I regret it because I think in the past I'd like sold like, you know, bits and I think, oh my God, I'd wear that now. I'm gutted. But it just makes a comeback. I feel like Missoni, that was one of them. And even Poochie, you know, all of them gorgeous pints.
Yeah.
Poochie like died off it a little bit, but it's made a comeback. Oh God, what else? So everyone went mad for these like t-shirts or anything with bananas on. So I remember I've got to get something out of this. So they done this dress and it was a t-shirt dress. So it was lime green and all over it was like these yellow bananas. So I had these cut outside and I thought, oh my God, I need it. I really need this dress. I got the dress and we used to go to society then.
Remember society?
Yeah. So I got the banana dress to wear for society. Mm. Got ready to go out, put this banana dress on with these big wood shoes. So we get to society and as you walked in, everybody used to stand at the bar, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you couldn't wait to see who was in there. So remember coming to the top of the stairs and everyone was stood at the bar and I was like, who's in there? My mate was like, oh, let's see. Mm. No, Leanne, as I pulled my foot out to go down the stairs, I thought, oh, God, I felt fab in this banana dress. Only went from the top of the stairs to the bottom. I'd only been out half an hour. I hadn't had the drink. And everyone come running over and was like, Lindsay, are you okay? And I was like, oh my God, who's seen me?
You've got two options, haven't you?
Yeah.
We've all done that. Whether it was the stairs in the 051, the stairs in the aquarium. Yeah. I've gone from the top to the bottom in there.
I remember the aquarium.
In a white dress though, Lindsay. And it was covered in oil and your drink was all over you.
It used to be all slime on the floor, didn't it?
Yeah, it was
that white dress.
imagine the state of me at the bottom, and you've got that little second to go. Do a cry, do a go home, or do a bounce up and make a dance routine out of it. And you knew you didn't want to go home. So up you got. Your mates told you it wasn't as bad as you thought. And it wasn't until the next day you were black and blue. Think how lucky we are, though, because nowadays, if that happened to someone at 19 now, that would be all over the internet. It would be videos, it would go viral. We could just slide back up, carry on with our night and pretend it never happened. Nowadays, kids haven't got a chance.
I know. No one knew what anyone was wearing until they actually got out, or you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Everyone had have their own style then, and that's what I used to love. Like, we used to go to, years and years ago, we used to go to Sylvia's. Remember Sylvia's? And she used to make. I remember for my 21st birthday, I had, you know, when Jennifer Lopez wore the green dress, which. I had it made, Leanne. I had a copy made of the J-Lo dress for my 21st birthday. But if I had to think of, you know, if I look back now, that I'd change one thing. The dress was amazing. She'd done it identical, but I had the biggest diamond choker on from Quarters in Pinkley. Can you remember them?
Did you have one of them? Oh, Lindsay, I had the belt that went with the choker, that went with the drop earrings. You could never, there was ankle bracelets made out of that diamond-y stuff. You could never get enough on you.
I absolutely remember you used to queue up outside, and then everything would be like a pound, wouldn't it? But then if you wanted the diamond-y choker, it'd be in the glass cabinet and you'd have to ask for it, wouldn't you?
And you felt so fancy though when they came with the key, didn't you? You were like Cinderella getting your little magic
shoe. Can I have one of them chokers?
Because it was over a tenner.
Ladies of Liverpool.
We are lucky in Liverpool, aren't we, with so many brilliant designers. So you mentioned Sylvia. Mark Melia was my one growing up.
Oh, I loved Mark.
To Mark Melia.
He was amazing as well. And everything was always like tailored.
Yeah, I had like a Versace dress made.
Yeah.
And it was a tiny red dress, and the bottom bit was satin, and the boob bit was satin. And then I had, do you remember the puffball satin bags you could get made?
To match with the pulling strings.
Like a communion bag,
I remember
and you
that.
Crammed all your bronzer in, and at the end of the night, the inside of it would be full of bronzer and blusher and all sorts, but you could lash it in the washing machine.
So it was like a little pouch, weren't it, Lee? And then you'd hold the sides, you'd pull it open, and then everything would go in, and then you pull it and you put it on your arm.
Someone's making them now and they're on Instagram for like 30 quid. You put your makeup in them like it's a brand new invention. And every time I see them, I'm like, Mark Mealy was making them in like 1993.
Yeah, I've got, do you know what? I met this lady on the train, and I always do my makeup when I'm on the train. And I got on one day and she went, I've got you a present. And I said, what's that? And it was one of them, Lee, one of them ones that you pull in. My God, they're the best things ever. You literally put your makeup in and then you just pull it back together, and then the sticky thing goes over the top. They're the best. I think they're only like £3 on eBay or something, aren't they?
She
bought me.
Talk to me about Gracie, because I know you're a fan of Gracie and I'm a fan of Gracie. We had a little chat the other day, didn't we, on Inbox about the shoe stall. How much does he love that shoe stall? I was talking to Heidi Range on the podcast last week, and her dad had a stall on Gracie. And she was saying she loved this stall as well.
I was only saying to my sister, when you think back at the market, they were like the best. I remember my dad used to take me and my sister down, and he'd be like, don't you two go missing, because he used to stand at the end of every aisle. We'd go down there, and remember the stall used to have like it was called Stella Molyneux, and it used to do a range. Remember there? How amazing was their stall?
Little twin sets, the little jackets with the skirts.
Did you have
all
one,
about
Lee?
That. Oh, every year.
Yeah. We'd start off at the Stella stall, and we'd buy something from there, and then we'd go, which aisle are we on now? Because we knew we'd have the whole market to go. So then my dad would be like, where are we going now? And then my mum would be on another planet somewhere on the Marksy stall. Remember the Marksy stall?
For all your bed.
Remember all the underwear and stuff.
Yeah. But everything, pillows, you could get your mum would have a boot filled with pillows, quilts, all your Marxies bedding. There's all. Do you remember the big bags of like broken bits of like cinder toffee and sweets.
Oh, Leanne, yeah, that was like as you got to the very end. Remember that store?
Yeah.
And it was just a sweet store, and everything was like, my dad used to get sweet peanuts. I remember the chewy ones, the mint ones, and they've got like a red and green packet. Spearmint. And we used to get the cinder toffee as well.
Yeah, and you'd sit down.
Did you get
Saturday
the one
night
with the chocolate, or did you get the plain? I used to get the plain.
All the plane, always the plane. But you'd sit down Saturday night and you'd have Baywatch on the telly. You'd have your outfit ready to go out. You'd be doing your own hair and makeup because that's what you did back in the day.
Yeah. Lee, guess what happened to me? One time me and my sister went down there. This was like a separate time. And with the shoe store, it was all like seconds from Revelle. We used to get down there dead early because we'd already see the shoes in Revelle and say, oh, they're £50. You get them down the market for like, I don't know, £12 they were. I think they were obviously like £12. So remember, I wanted these like white pointy ones with like this ankle band. So we went down there one morning and all the girls used to wait, and then the van had opened and they threw all the shoes out. So everybody used to dive into the crowd.
I remember
seeing the white ones, and I was like, Leanne, they're there. And she went, all right, try and get in. So because there was that many people, I started like to try and reach for these white shoes. And as I did, I got my hands on them, and my sister shouted, have you got them? So I turned my neck. And as I turned my neck, I went, yeah, I've got them. Oh my God, Leanne, I've done something to my neck. The pain, it was like I pulled my neck. So we had all of these shoes, and my sister was like, are you okay? And I think she could tell by my face. And I'm like, I think I've done something to my neck, Lee. So she went, what do you mean? The fellow was like, are you having them shoes, love? And I was like, yeah.
So you got your shoes anyway. You couldn't go out,
Leanne,
and you were bedridden for a month, but you got your shoes, girl.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Talk me through now, Lindsay, moving into the future.
Yeah.
Who should we be looking out for?
My favourite designers, it would have to be Versace, Balmain and Christian Louboutin. They're my favourite. You know, you only have to look at J-Lo making a comeback, you know, in that amazing dress that she wore 19 years ago. I thought she looked better this time. We actually got that dress, so we can get anything in the shop straight from the room, you know, the runway. We got one of them dresses I sold. If you look on my highlights as well, I do features where, you know, things like that have come in. So like that J-Lo dress we got back in, we got one, I sold that one. And I do like little stories of each day. I'll just go in and I'll interact with the followers. So I'll say, you know, I'll do a Q&A and say, what do you want to see today? So each day is different. So I tend to mix it up. So if I go in and people just want to see like trainees all day, or what's the new trainee that everyone wants to be wearing? For us at the moment, it's, you know, Balenciaga, Triple S and Chach.
Yeah, they're the things to invest in, aren't they? Well, do you know what? I hope our listeners have loved listening to you and everything that's been going on. I know for a fact that you're going to get a load of followers because we all love a bargain and we want to hear about it first from your Instagram account.
Oh, definitely. And notifications on.
There you go. And don't be afraid to message Lindsay. Maybe you've got a birthday coming up, it's a special anniversary, and you're going to like collect, say to everyone, throw me the money, I'm going to get something. Speak to Lindsay, see what's on sale, see what it is you're after and how much you need to get together. And this could be your year. 2020's been pretty rubbish. Maybe it's the year when you buy that first designer bag that you've always wanted to get your hands on. Lindsay can help you out. Lindsay, thanks so much for talking to us. I've had a ball.
Thanks very much, Leo. Me too.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.